courts often face challenges in calculating damages in complicated class action lawsuits like the Kalima case. An obvious choice would be to base compensation on the cost of rent for X amount of years. But Carl Verity, co-lead counsel for the plaintiffs in the Kalima lawsuit, says,
because these claims go back decades, few people will have receipts, especially if they were living with family, you know, or were poor and were living on the beach. The people who are most impoverished and who need the benefits of homesteading the most are the least likely people to have that kind of proof. And I think the court recognized that.
The Hawaii Supreme Court ruled that the more than 2,700 claimants in the case will not be required to present proof of housing expenses to receive compensation. Instead, damages will be based on the fair market rental value of a residential lot in Ma'ili on any given year, a method Verity calls the Ma'ili measure.
So, for example, if someone applied in 1975 and received an award in 1989, the fair market rental value for that time period would be the value of their claim.
He says it's difficult to come up with any ballpark figure because land values fluctuate each year. He says folks who applied later will likely receive more money because land values have gone up over time. But why Ma'ili?
It was accepted that this was a reasonable measure rather than picking something at the higher end of the market, you know, a lot in Kahala, by way of example. Ma'ili was chosen because it's a conservative measure and could be used as a valuation not only for Oahu, but neighbor island residential properties as well.
Reconciling differences over damages has been the focus of the case for the past 11 years. Verity says more than 400 plaintiffs have died since the lawsuit began in 1999. Reineta Chong's father, Joseph Ching, was one of those plaintiffs. He applied for Hawaiian homes in 1962 and died in 2001 with no homestead.
When I came into this, I didn't know what my dad was doing.
59-year-old Chong took her father's place in the lawsuit and is determined to see it through.
So they ruled that we are entitled to the damages and the state is liable. However, that's the ruling. Now we got to get to the next step. It's going to be a while.
Verity says descendants of deceased claimants are eligible to receive damages. The next step is for the court-appointed special master to evaluate each and every claim and make a recommendation for the courts to ultimately decide. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.